Jack Davis held a conversation at the Tampa Bay History Center this Sunday discussing his new book, An Everglades Providence, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and the American Environmental Century. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was a renowned Florida environmental activist, writer, journalist, and feminist who changed the way Floridians and Americans think about the importance of preserving the Florida Everglades. Everglades National Park was opened the same year her book, Everglades, River of Grass, came out. The 1947 nonfiction work has sold over 500,000 copies. Douglas died at the age 108 on May 14, 1998, but her legacy lives on. Douglas worked well past typical American retirement to promote her cause.
This is one of the things I find so amazing about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, is that after founding Friends of the Everglades when she was 79 years old, she stuck around long enough to devote more than 20 years to the cause to protect and repair the Everglades. And she gave her last news conference on the subject at age 101. But she continued to let her opinion be known through letters and her organization for another 2 years.
Davis offers a bleak assessment for the health of the Everglades and the state of Florida in the face of sudden or overwhelming effects of climate change.
Florida will clearly be devastated if the sea level rise, the predictions of sea level rise are somewhat accurate. We can pretty much say goodbye to the Everglades.
Davis shared with me his inspiration for writing the first comprehensive biography on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
I grew up in Florida and, of course, was familiar with the Everglades and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, spent a lot of time canoeing and hiking and camping in the Everglades. And when she died, I thought this would be an opportunity to write about this fabulous wetland and about this really fascinating and interesting woman.
Davis also comments on the effect the recent housing boom in South Florida has had on the region. Political battles have been fought between developers and environmental groups who want to see the western development boundary line cease to continue being pushed further westward into protected areas.
The population growth in South Florida and the expansion of agriculture in the 20th century is really has devastated the Everglades. They are approximately 51% of what they were in mid-20th century because of growth and because of water policy that has benefited agriculture and facilitated growth in South Florida. And at one time, you thought the Everglades might be protected on the west after it was already mutilated on the east. But, before our most recent recession, housing developments were going up left and right and pressuring the Everglades on that side. And historically, we don't learn from, the state doesn't learn from economic depressions or hurricanes. As soon as our memory is grows dim of the bad times, we start repeating our mistakes, and that growth on the west side will certainly continue once we're out of this recession.
Davis also comments on how citizens can be more influential in local politics as a way to become active in protecting the Everglades.
Well, I think it's going to have to take citizen action. Florida has model growth management laws and has had them since the 1980s. That states like Oregon, which has done a wonderful job of managing its growth, laws that are equal to what Oregon have, but we don't have policymakers in Tallahassee who pay attention to those laws or enforce them. So it's really going to take citizen activism. It's going to take radio activity, if you will, and to elect the right people and to put pressure on them to ensure that they understand the benefits of growth management rather than the benefits of exploitation and unmanaged growth.
The Everglades Foundation and the Friends of the Everglades are some of the Everglades preservation organizations that Davis recommends. Jackie Davis teaches environmental history at University of Florida. His book was written for a general audience, not an academic one, and Davis hopes this will inspire interest around not only the life of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, but also the Florida Everglades. For WMNF, I'm Joshua Holton.